we're about to discuss the last agenda item, which is to follow up from the previous meeting. And this is what I really like, because it's helpful in getting insight in what ways we have been impactful, instead of it's very enjoyable to have these meetings every now and then, but it's also good to have impact. And so I'm really helpful that the board puts this document together. Actually, I think other organizations that consult us should do the same. I've highlighted this suggestion to EFRAC, but well, so far they're not really following up on that. I think it's really helpful that this document is made. Barbara, would you like to mention any specific?
I think Bart Time did a great job of introducing the document. It was put together, like you said, because there was a question as to how the input from the groups was fed back to the board, and then what are the next steps from the work that you fed back to the board. So so we'll give you this document every CMAC meeting. This one is an update from the joint meeting you had with the GPF in June. And it's intended for informational purposes, although, of course, we're happy to answer any questions you might have about the topic. So, as you can see, it's set up to show you what topic you discussed, the summary of the views that you had given back to the staff, you and the GPF, and then the next steps, the actions to be taken by the ISP. Sometimes it will be that they're still considering the views, as you'll see, and other things will be that where there are the next steps in their process. I wasn't intending to go through the document in detail, but does anyone have any questions on any of the next steps? Robert?
No, I just have a comment that I like this idea of feedback. I would hope that once in a while you'd say, the CMAC wandered around in the wilderness and gave us no help at all. Because that has to be sort of the answer from
I don't think the document ever said it was helpful.
But the other thing, these documents always scare me a little bit because they have been used by parties that don't like the process. So there have been a lot of stakeholders that have said, you know, the ISP generally does not justify what they're doing. We need to, you know, originally the one of the groups that really was on their case about this was the old Standards Advisory Council that used to be very aggressive about give us, show us, respond to why you didn't take it up. And it would almost struck me as a sort of a blocking tactic. And I don't want this document to become sort of I like the idea of telling us what the feedback was, but I don't think it should ever be, it shouldn't be used as a blocking tactic to bog down the system or to drive a CMAC agenda.
I personally use it. It isn't. I mean, everything in this document is public information, and there's nothing specifically. It's saying what is the board doing in this project? What are the next steps? So it's here to give you a one-stop shop to see how you are feeding into the process, which is what we've been asked to do. And actually, all the groups are doing this. This is part of our due process oversight committee request. But it's not. I don't think it's doing what you're worried about. I haven't seen that. I don't know if Peter or Sue have.
Yeah, and as Barbara says, we are doing this with the advisory council now and with the ASAF as well.
Yeah, and the GPF.
I think it's good discipline for us, to be honest, as well.
Exactly. It's helpful, too, to kind of take a step back and think about what do we hear and where are the next steps. So it helps us kind of step back, look at the process from a higher level.
With that, I close my last meeting as co-chair. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, everybody, for sharing with me all your interest in accounting and patience.
This ends the session today.